So far, most of the outrage over the prison scandal has been directed at the military. But Central Intelligence Agency interrogators were also present at Abu Ghraib. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports on the investigation into the CIA's role.
The CIA's Inspector General is looking into the death of a prisoner who died last November, just hours after arriving at Abu Ghraib. A CIA official says the detainee was picked up by the military, but was questioned by a CIA officer. The agency is also investigating two other deaths involving CIA interrogators. One, a prisoner being held at a military detention facility in the west of Iraq. The prisoner died several days after CIA officers questioned him. The other case is in Afghanistan. A prisoner died there last June while being interrogated by a CIA independent contractor. So far, the extent of the CIA's involvement in the Iraqi prisoner abuse scandal isn't clear. Patrick Lang, a former head of Middle East intelligence at the Pentagon's Defense Intelligence Agency, believes it was probably fairly limited.
In most places where there's a war going on, as unhappy as it makes the CIA, their role tends to decline relative to that of the armed forces. So, in fact, you have a situation in which the military is doing most of this kind of stuff, and the CIA is concentrating on some small special category of leadership targets or something like that.
But the Taguba report, the classified army investigation into abuses at Abu Ghraib, concludes that a significant role was played by what it refers to as OGAs, other government agencies.
I think it certainly means the CIA.
Patrick Lang again. Other former and current intelligence officials interviewed concur that OGA is a euphemism for the CIA. But they said it could also encompass the Defense Intelligence Agency, the FBI, even the National Security Agency. The Taguba report finds that OGA interrogators joined military intelligence officers in asking guards at Abu Ghraib to set, quote, physical and mental conditions for favorable interrogation of witnesses. The report also finds that other government agencies played a role in imprisoning what it calls ghost detainees. Guards didn't know the identities of these detainees or even why they were being held. In one case, the Taguba report says military police moved a number of ghost detainees around the facility to hide them from a visiting Red Cross team. The report labels the maneuver deceptive and in violation of international law. The CIA official says that the agency has looked into the report and found that both the Army and the CIA were following, quote, inappropriate procedures. The correct procedures, the official added, are now in place. Locke Johnson, a professor at the University of Georgia and an expert on the CIA, says if the CIA was involved in the abuse of detainees, it would stand in stark contrast to known CIA practices.
I think the American people should understand, at least based on my decades of research into the CIA, that the kinds of activities that we've seen in these photographs would be incomprehensible for the CIA to be involved in my experience. The CIA has a pretty clear record of not engaging in that kind of sexual humiliation or torture of people it's trying to interrogate.
CIA Director George Tenet will soon have the chance to clarify his agency's record. Democratic senators on the Intelligence Committee say they want him to testify about the CIA's role in what happened at Abu Ghraib. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.